I'm going to turn it over to our the gentleman who provided the second half of the footage in our film today and has a lot of information. He's somewhat of an American citizen, boots on the ground himself, and is going to fill us in on who Secure Border Intel is and their mission, as well as some of the updates on Pinal County and Maricopa County and what is going on there. So if you are on the phone, my friend, you are on. Is he there?
Very good, thank you. And I just want to say it's a pleasure and an honor to be on this call with all of you guys this morning. If you would ask me a year ago if I would be doing this, or even 6 months ago when we got this started, I would have said that there's no way we would have been able to make this much progress. A little bit of backstory. I do live in Arizona. I've lived here for the last 18 years, and I travel quite a bit for work. And in those travels, I'm frequently on Interstate 8, going back and forth from Tucson to Yuma and Phoenix to Yuma. And during those travels, there's one lone gas station that sits out there on Interstate 8, kind of out there all by itself. And in a one-week period, I witnessed a load vehicle load up two different groups of illegal aliens. So that got me thinking, and it got me thinking, you know, how bad is this problem, and what can I do to document this safely? And in that research, I did come across the other website, Border Invasion Pics, and got the idea of using game cameras. So we decided that was probably the safest way for us to document what's happening. So that's the route we went. Very easily started placing these cameras in the desert, and was more than blown away by the footage we were able to obtain, and never thought we would see activity like this 80 miles north of the border and only 45 miles south of Phoenix, Arizona. So we decided this was the safest way to do it. So we deployed these cameras, both for the purpose of supporting law enforcement activity and as well as providing what's really going on with the border issues I deal with around Interstate 8. And we pride ourselves in just bringing forward the facts and letting them speak for themselves. Anybody can put out a news article with their opinion. This is not an opinionated website. This is just factual footage. As a result of that, I've really been able to create great working relationships with law enforcement. So while our footage that you've seen in Janice's film speaks for itself, I want to speak to you all right now about what's going on with the current state of affairs that we're dealing with in Arizona. And I want to be clear that the area I'm going to be speaking about is all on federal land, which is north of the Indian Reservation. And both Mr. Bishop and Janice has talked about the unwillingness for or the inability for Border Patrol to work on federal land. They also fight that same problem working on the local Indian reservation, which is just south of this public land, the Tohono O'odham Indian Reservation. And they're fighting a big battle with that reservation to be able to work that land down there. Running through the Sonoran Desert, there is the I-8 east-west corridor. And once again, we're about 80 miles north of the Mexican border. I would like to start on a positive note in reference to local law enforcement, federal local law enforcement that we're seeing in both Maricopa and Pinal counties. On July 2nd, Arizona law enforcement conducted a pretty large takedown of a DTO, drug trafficking organization, and the investigation was actually initiated by Phoenix Police Department. And then from there, they got other agencies involved, ICE and other federal agencies. But it was a large ring that was trafficking cocaine, methamphetamine, marijuana, and human beings, believed to be operating out of the Phoenix area and adjacent states. As the investigation proceeded, the organization was identified as the Beltran Morales, and they specialized in both transportation of illegal drugs and undocumented aliens. The transportation organization utilized the desert between I-8 and the Mexican border, that is just east of the port of entry of Lukeville. The total numbers after this investigation finished up was 27 search warrants, 36 arrests, 3,400 pounds of marijuana, 4.5 kilos of cocaine, 8 pounds of methamphetamines, $326,000 in cash, 21 vehicles and 26 guns. If you'd like the full press release on that, you can get a hold of me through Janice Kephart. And this was evidence that with all these agencies working together, they can make a difference. Janice also talked about the two shootings that took place in the tabletop area, one of them involving a guy I know fairly well. Deputy Louis Perrault was shot, and then two other suspected drug runners that were shot and killed. There's speculation whether the two guys that were killed were actually drug runners or bandits or bajadores, which is a group of people, most of the time American citizens, that go out, and this is the violence we're seeing on Interstate 8, and they rob drug loads and look for money heading southbound. The two individuals that were killed, they did have bruising on their shoulders. It's consistent with the straps that they used to carry these loads through the desert for days at a time. But with that, there's new evidence out that the Las Zetas, which is a violent cartel, has put threats out on any American in that area that is carrying weapons. And it is their belief that the Americans were definitely the ones that shot these people and were behind the murders of these two drug runners. The Zeta cartel officer came out and said, and I quote, "This is a warning to those type of men that have, this is a warning to those type of groups that my men have been instructed to shoot and kill any Americans who are seen armed in these deserts." He went on to say that the murders of his men had not been properly investigated by the sheriff of Pinal County. And the Zed officer also said, and I quote again, "I believe there is a cover-up by Babu by protecting the Americans who did the killings, and he will hold the sheriff personally responsible." I think this is a tactic by the cartels for them to be able to go in there, and they self-police themselves. So as this bandit activity is really picked up, and the Pinal County has put out some other videos and still pictures of these bandits that are armed up there. The bandit activity is out of control on Interstate 8, which is where all the violence is coming from. So like I said, the cartels want to get up there. They want to police the situation themselves, shoot some people, and put the fear out in people so their loads can get through safely. And this kind of coincides with, if you've been paying attention to the local media here in Arizona, you've heard that Paul Babu has confirmed that he's received a threat on his life. And it's not surprising, once again, as Janice mentioned in the film, that Nogales police officers, whether they're on or off duty, has been instructed by the cartels to not get in the way of the drugs coming through. I'm in this area quite a bit, and one thing that really blew my mind is I always notify law enforcement when I'm out there. So they know I'm out there. There's no confusion. They know my vehicle very well. So I always let them know. I've been told several times by boots on the ground and supervisory Border Patrol agents that they don't have the manpower to respond to any calls. They are not actively working this area. And that, to me, is a taxpaying citizen, just blows my mind. How can this kind of violence and drug activity be happening on this corridor, and they are specifically being told not to work this area? So the big question for me is not only the safety of me while we're out there working on our cameras, the safety to our families and our communities, and the hundreds of people that use this public land to camp in the winter months. Snowbirds from out of state come out here and camp and are oblivious to the dangers out there. And if we've been able to capture this footage and you know, having Pinal County Deputy Louis Perrault shot and these other two killed, what is BP? I don't understand why they're being told not to work this area. Also, along the lines of the Tohono O'odham Indian Reservation, there's a major thoroughfare, a smuggling route on Federal Route 15, and Border Patrol has shut down a major checkpoint that borders the area I'm working that comes through the Indian Reservation. They took the checkpoint down, and now the smugglers have free rein of a paved thoroughfare now to get this through. So those of us out there risking our lives to bring evidence to what's really going on in Arizona, we're sitting here scratching our heads and wondering why the administration is not working to fix this problem, but it seems like they're actually working to ignore it. We have a saying here, and our saying is that Border Patrol, if they don't know about it or see it, it's not going on. So with that, I'll conclude this. I'd like to open this up for questions, and thank you guys all for your time, and it's been a pleasure.